Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go up first with a little something to say as we go around the room. He's always wearing the cowboy star, and he plays guitar. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Yeah. Guys, Lunchbox has a problem, and I just want him to admit it once in a while. Okay. You know, yesterday he was talking about his hangy-bangy, whatever, was
sore.
The
thing on his throat, yeah.
Yes, he was in Vegas. He said, oh, I have a sore hangy-bangy. I went to the doctor. They just said it was some bacterial thing. Whatever. Now I have it. My hangy-bangy hurts. And I'm like, dude, you got me sick. But he's like, no, I didn't. Why can't
he
just...
He gets me sick every time he's sick.
I know it.
Here we go. Always blame someone. Can't take responsibility for our own actions.
Every
Always
time
gotta blame,
that you've
blame,
gotten
blame.
Sick, I've gotten, like, bad sick.
Yeah.
COVID? How do you get COVID?
I have no idea.
You do.
A lot of places.
No. You had COVID. You were like, yeah, I'll play golf. We go play golf. All of a sudden, I get COVID after you get it. You're telling me that's not a coincidence?
No, it's a coincidence.
You're
going
to tell me that? Yeah.
I didn't know I had COVID at that point.
But I still got it from you.
And just admit it. It's okay. That's what happens.
Eddie got the hangy-bangy virus.
Right. From you. I'm not mad. Just be okay with it.
Eddie, how many people were you around in Las Vegas?
Lots.
Okay. Thank you.
Did any of them have injured hangy-bangies?
Not one told me.
You didn't ask one person.
Yeah, knew of, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you were on an airplane. I mean, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe you got it from the same person.
Exactly.
Ray, how's your hangy-bangy?
Mine's not my hangy-bangy. I think mine was just simply alcohol poisoning. Hangy-bangy is fine.
Great.
The hangy-bangy again, by the way. Oh, my throat.
The ball back
and
there.
And that's what Lunchbox really calls it. I don't know that I would have called it a uvula, though. If you asked me, I could have nailed that.
What
I
do you call it? Like the ball
in the back of your throat?
That's what I say.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie, thank you very much. He does the bonehead, and he always looks like he rolled right out of bed. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Speaking of Vegas, we had our Sore Losers Coaches Convention this last weekend where we took a bunch of listeners to Vegas and we were having a watch party on Saturday morning watching football.
Well, you took listeners to Vegas?
Well, they...
You did?
Well...
No, they flew out there and just... Or they lived there and they met you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
They met us out in Las Vegas and we had a bunch of parties and we were having a watch party Saturday morning. We were watching football and these two guys, Mario and Miguel, are looking out the window and they see this guy running by the window. They're like, that's weird. And like 2 seconds later, there's a little woman chasing him. The guy had stolen her purse. And so these two, Mario and Miguel, jump up, run out of the bar, and chase the mugger down. They run around the casino and track him.
They catch him?
They trapped him, and then security showed up on their bikes, and they were able to take him into custody.
They didn't have a knife or a gun or anything?
No, but the old woman had a little knife because she was, like, walking into the casino, so she was scared. So the guy ripped her purse, and she had a little knife, and she tried to get him.
They found out later it was just a pen, but it looked like a knife.
This is crazy.
Wait, so two people that were at the party actually caught him? Is this a slow purse thief?
I think he was inebriated.
Yeah, I think he was inebriated, and they were inebriated, but they were faster than him.
Good
but Miguel
them,
and Mario,
going after
I mean, they jumped up and ran, and we're like, what's going on?
Did they hold him down or anything? Did they?
No, they just had
him
cornered. And then the bike security showed up, and that's how they got him.
Were they quick?
They're quick.
They were?
Quick.
Sounds like Miguel
and Mario.
And Mario were too. Wow.
It was awesome, dude. And I was like, where's the news coverage?
Okay. Also, I was
going to... ends up on the coverage. Yeah. I told him.
I was like, man, you guys did a great job. You know, they were part of our... Go ahead, Amy.
Well, I just obviously want to know if you called 911.
No, I didn't call 911 because I didn't have time. I mean, the security was already there and got him.
When it would be totally appropriate to call 911, he doesn't.
You could act like you didn't see security.
Ooh, that's true, too.
How can they prove you did?
That's a good point.
Hey, prove I saw security. That's what I would say. Shout out to them, though.
I mean, it was
that's great.
Awesome.
She got her purse back, her money and everything.
Got her purse back. They went on the security camera, and they found out where he ditched it. Because, you know, when he was running, he flung it. And, two heroes amongst us.
That's great. She sold granite before she met Bobby. Now she considers bird watching one of her hobbies. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Okay, so a lot of people sell things on Facebook Marketplace, Nextdoor app, OfferUp, stuff like that. And you're always like a little hesitant. Who am I going to meet? Am I going to live through this? Or are they going to steal from me? Is this a scam? Well, there's a website dedicated to helping you find safe meetup spots. And it's entirely free. It's called safetradespots.com.
Just to meet up. To sell and trade stuff. Yeah. Not like safe meetups for like...
Oh, I was like, whoa.
Meetups. It's not that yet. It'll turn into that everything does.
No.
But it's not that right now.
Well, a lot of the locations that they're going to recommend to you are going to be police precincts in the lobby. So that way there's surveillance. You've got cops nearby. It's all
good. You go to a police precinct to trade and sell your stuff?
So when you go to this website, you type in your zip code.
That sounds... that's as safe as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they recommended too. You don't even... If you don't even want to go to this website, just Google the... police precinct near you and say, okay, meet me here in the lobby. I'll trade with you. Or whatever.
I'd probably make sure that one's being used for that.
No. I saw this in a magazine.
You can just go to any police lobby and sell your...
And like, do the cops want you there?
Yeah, I don't think
you can sell a muffler in the police lobby without telling them you're coming.
No, there's a whole little blurb about it in Women's World.
Okay, so what's the website again?
SafeTradeSpots.com.
I'll just go to that. I'm not just going to go to a police lobby, but I do think that's good. All right, Ray, what you got?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his bulldog is no longer hurt, and he loves a good vintage sports shirt. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I'm left-handed. I read an article that 1 in 10 people are left-handed, 10%. And to everybody who's not left-handed, I'd like to share a few things why it's difficult to be left-handed. Number one, if you write with a pencil or pen, which I did back in the day before it was all on phones and tablets, you got ink all over your hand because your hand was dragged across it. So you always lived with ink on your left hand. Guitars, impossible to find a left-handed guitar. Every once in a while, you see one. I'm left-handed, and if I go to like a friend's house, they have a bunch of guitars, everybody's playing, I can never do anything because there's not a left-handed guitar there. Baseball gloves. You know what I mean? I would try on a Walmart before I could find one. Maybe that one is. Impossible. Desks. Desks are meant for right-handed people.
Oh, yeah.
Because that little thing that would come down the side.
Whatever you show,
when you're
you
left,
rest your elbow
you hit
on.
You hit your elbow all the time on it.
Yeah.
So I would just like for everybody, if you know somebody left-handed today, maybe give them a shoulder rub. Tell them they're a good boss.
Oh.
Maybe give them a gift card.
If they are your boss.
Yeah. But today, I'd like to recognize all lefties out there. 1 in 10 of us are living a hard life and making it, you know?
Wow.
It's tough. Anybody else left-handed in our whole show? Nobody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't know how you do it.
Thank you. I just wanted that.
Yeah.
I just want to be acknowledged. It's tough.
Here, let me rub your shoulder.
Hey, somebody has to, so I guess I will. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a 7-year-old son who is in second grade. My wife does not allow him to watch anything with violence, but he wanted to watch UFC with me. She wasn't around, so we watched it together. It is a sport. He loved it. My son hasn't shown any interest in watching sports, so it was one of our bonding moments. And for me, it was awesome. Problem is, the next day at school, he got into a fight.
Oh.
Apparently, some kid was messing with him at lunch, so my son attempted to, quote, take him down. The school contacted my wife and explained the situation. Luckily, he's not in major trouble, unless it happens again. Now, I want to keep that bonding time with my son, but I don't want him to bring it to school again. Or worse, my wife actually finds out. How should I go about talking to her about the situation? Do I tell my wife that I let him watch UFC, which probably led to the fight? Signed, Dad of a Featherweight. Eddie, I know you let your sons watch UFC.
They love UFC.
Do you worry about them going to school and fighting?
Absolutely. Because every single time we do watch UFC, it's like they watch one match, right? And they're cool. They're just watching it. And then all of a sudden, they want to fight. And they start fighting with each other in the living room. And it just happens. So I understand this guy. But why is he so scared of his wife?
Oh, I didn't think about that angle.
Like, he's got to just tell her.
Oh, man up.
Man up. Tell her. Look, we watch UFC.
Hey, big man, how would you tell your wife?
The same way he wrote it. Hey, I always wanted to bond with my son. You know, he's not ever interested in sports, but he likes UFC. It was a bonding moment. It was my bad. Now he fought at school. We got to talk to him about that. But, hey, UFC is a sport. It's a dangerous sport. But sometimes somebody's got to love it. That's why it exists.
But that's somebody's got to love it.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like you got to that place and you know what to say.
Yeah,
like,
nowhere to go.
Somebody's got to love it.
No, I'm saying like.
There's got to be fans.
There's got to be people that want to do it. This kid may grow up to be a UFC fighter.
Sure. Or a football player. Also violent.
That too.
Okay. So it just sounded to me like you were much more passive in your tone while you're talking to your wife as you said you were going to be before you talked.
Yeah, you were going to be a big macho man.
Yeah, no. Just tell her. Then he's like, hey, baby, I'm sorry. It's my. So you would approach her and say, hey, we watched. How would you do it? Would you tell her about the fight first, or would you just say he wants to watch UFC with me?
I would say the fight happened, right? And then you go, my bad. It was my bad. We bonded over UFC. He watched it with me.
But yeah, we said he can't watch UFC. Yeah,
I know, honey. It's just I've always wanted him to watch sports with me, you know? So he liked to do that. We had a good time. I didn't know he was going to fight at school. That's my bad.
I want a divorce.
No, we can work this out.
Okay. Wow, then it works out.
Wow, that escalated.
Amy, okay, you're the wife. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you tell her. 100%. You bring her into the conversation and then you as parents.
But how would you react?
I would be like, I honestly would be like, okay, I'm glad y'all had the bonding moment and I can't believe he went to school and fought somebody. I mean, I've had to deal with certain, nothing shocks me anymore. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, he did that. Now how are we going to be proactive in the future? You can still watch UFC, y'all can still bond, but let's have talks with him. Like, hey, you're going to see this on TV. Doesn't mean we can go reenact it at
Correct.
School.
Okay, I like it.
It's all about communication.
So, approach it. He got in a fight. That stinks. Sorry, that's on me. I should communicate better, and I'd like to watch UFC with him from now on.
Right. Dang, that's so good.
Okay?
That sounds great.
That's you guys. I didn't do that. That's you too.
Okay. Yeah.
Together, you'd raise a great kid.
Okay.
Thanks.
Separately, I'm not sure. Thank you for the email, Dad of a Featherweight. It sounds like you need to tell your wife, or you're going to have to hide your UFC bonding.
Keep it private?
To when she's not around.
No, don't do that.
I know. All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
What's something you've never tried and you never will? So the end, you're never going to do it. Amy.
Snails, the end, not doing it. Both of my parents, it was one of their favorite foods. They knew how to make it. They even had little dishes that were made for snails. Like they're like these little plates that have little divots in it for the perfect snail shell. And I even inherited some of those plates. I will never put a snail in it and eat it.
Snails. Eating snails are very rich person or poor person. People really? Ate snails where I come from because we didn't have, or if you're super fancy, you eat snails. But like middle, they don't eat snails because like, oh, gross. But like escargot, I believe.
It's called escargot. And I think we were middle, but my dad was in the restaurant business. And he had a restaurant
factor.
That
yes.
was a steakhouse that served escargot. So that's where that whole
Generally, thing. Though, it's like that's a rich person
yeah.
or a poor person and who's eating snails.
But you'd think they both love it. I would, but.
You're not even going to try it?
No.
Never.
No, at this point, no.
Lunchbox, what's something that you've never tried and you never will?
Man, there's a lot of things. But the one that sticks out is coffee. Never tried it, never will. Don't understand it.
I used to think that too.
Smells disgusting.
It does smell disgusting and I hate the taste of it. I drank it for the first time when I was doing Dancing with the Stars because I was just up doing everything all the time. Didn't really do anything to me and I still don't like it.
Yeah, you didn't like the way it tasted?
I hate it.
And I just don't get it. Like, my wife, it'll be 100 degrees outside in the summer, and she'll get hot coffee. That makes no sense.
Well, my wife will do cold, though. She'll do iced coffee. Yeah. But I hate coffee like you. But I tried it, and I'm going to tell you now, you're not missing anything. But what?
Y'all are missing a lot.
Yeah, you guys are missing out.
I'm not. I tried it. Guys, I tried it.
Bobby tried
anything.
It, so he knows.
I'll be his... I'm his canary in the coal mine.
I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
They sent canaries down to make sure that it... that the canaries would live and they wouldn't.
So sad.
And so if the canary died, they would know that the air was toxic.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
So I'm your canary. I'm going to the end of the mine. And
let me know what it's like.
I died. Don't come in here.
All right.
Like miners would carry them down in a tunnel, send them down. There was carbon monoxide, whatever it was.
Poor canaries.
Eddie.
Does that have to be food?
No, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Paintball.
But it's so fun.
I've never played paintball, you know, where you go and there's like a war situation. Never done that. And I used to see my friends like, oh, dude, look at my, and they have like big old like blood clot things on their bodies. I'm like, that's terrible.
It's a whelp, yeah.
Whelp, and it hurts so bad. Why would you want that? I would never do that.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's a national activity.
You would like it too, knowing you. You would like to play paintball.
And
but since you're never going to do it, I guess I won't invite you. Hey, guys, paintball getaway?
Yeah.
No, it sounds terrible.
Mine will be smoking.
Oh, well, yeah, that's good, man.
Never tried it, never will. It's just so gross to me in every way. Smoking anything, part of the reason I don't like coffee, I think, too, is I don't like hot stuff, like drinking hot stuff. I barely like hot food. But smoking is so gross to me. So never tried it, never will. Raymundo.
I'm going to go with rare steak. I guarantee it leads to a stomach ache. People say it's the best way to have steak. I have to have it well done.
But what if you don't know? Do you cut into it every time?
Yes. If it's red, there's a little bit of blood, I can do it because I'm telling you right now, I'll be sick for a month. There's no way that digests.
Oh, it digests.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, you're making a scientific claim based on just
a gut
thought
feeling
that you have.
So you're telling me we're supposed to cook everything else except for steak. That makes no sense. Chicken.
Sushi.
Sushi.
You don't cook fish. You cannot cook fish.
Oysters. Not cooked.
There's a lot of things you don't cook, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just take the L on this one and just say you don't like it.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting for it. Yeah. You guys can put it on our Facebook page. Go over to Bobby Bones Show on Facebook and... what's something you've never tried? And it doesn't matter what happens, you never will. Put it up there.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
13-year-old Zach Darner of Bremerton, Washington has been crushing it in the charity game for the last 7 years. His little brother, when he was in the hospital, he would go visit him because he had kidney issues. He's like, man, this is a sad place. These kids should feel comfortable and happy. Mom, we should collect toys for these kids. So he started a charity group called Kids Helping Kids. And the kids have Z's on the end, you know, like cool. And so he started toy drives.
The people that think that's cool are kids and Lunchbox.
Yeah,
that's cool.
When I read it, I was like, that's a cool name, Kids. So he started having a toy drive every year. And in 2022, he collected over 7,000 toys for kids at the hospital. Damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he started when he was six.
Yeah.
Still keeping it going. That's cool.
Lifetime, 30,000 toys, the kids in the hospital. All because he started Kids Helping Kids.
With a Z.
Kids. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Nicole in Reno, Nevada.
I'm rewatching the newest season of Survivor on Hulu right now, and there keep being advertisements for the casting for next season. So I'm wondering if he has applied to be on the next season of Survivor. Since he says that's his dream, it seems they're looking for someone and I feel like he'd be a good candidate. So hopefully he's applied. Maybe we all can apply and maybe Bobby has a hookup. I'd love to see him on the show.
I'm assuming you're talking about Lunchbox.
Yeah.
She never said.
Would you go on Survivor?
100%.
Would you quit this show to go on Survivor?
100%. But you always said we could chase our dreams and we would have a job when we come back.
I don't think I ever said it about that. No, no.
Okay, it didn't sound familiar.
If you have a dream, go chase it. But I never said you have a job when you come back.
I mean, you were going to let Ray go for like 6 months to Big Brother. So I assume going to Survivor for 28 days out in the wilderness that I would have a job when I come back.
It's longer than that.
No.
No, but to leave, all of the process is way longer than that. But...
well, yeah, like the interview process, but that's not, I mean, I'm like gone for a minute and then I come back for a minute.
It's definitely longer than that, but.
I mean, I figure I fly in 28 days, 29th day, I'm back here. That's 1 month.
But you could get eliminated right away.
But they
keep you in a hotel.
Right. Oh, they do.
You don't get to go home because then people would know if you're back early.
Right.
Yeah,
that you didn't win.
Well, so what's he going to do?
Do you want to apply?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not promising you have a job when you come back, but you should apply and chase your dream.
I agree.
Definitely apply.
Yeah, definitely apply.
Yeah.
Chase your dream.
But this might not be here when
you
get back.
Yeah, like, we're probably going to bring in other guest hosts, and if one of them happens to perform really well, we'll probably offer them a big contract.
Well, I mean, last time we did that, the co-host went to jail.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's true.
Okay.
And he's in jail now, right?
Yeah, in jail.
Todd Chrisley's in jail now.
Yeah, in jail.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can go visit him. Go drive down there. I tell you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Scuba. Too. Scuba's back. He had a baby, a third baby, which, by the way, baby number three. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Let's not make this about you. Let's make it about Lunchbox.
Let's
though,
do that. Yes, yeah.
So we have a long-standing relationship with Hyundai.
Yes, we do.
I drive the Ioniq 5, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the idea that Lunchbox should take the Hyundai and drive it down to Todd Chrisley's prison and see if Todd Chrisley will let him visit him.
Okay. In the Hyundai vehicle.
Well, that's just how he gets there.
Yeah.
It's not that far of a drive. And so he drives down, prison meetup sponsored by Hyundai or something. I don't know.
Yeah. They're pretty particular on what they're aligned with. I mean, they may say no on this. Just want to give you that out because it is aligned with a prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's somebody going in and getting their life together.
Yeah, rehabilitating.
I'm always happy to pitch it, but I feel like they're going to say no to this one.
Okay, we'll pitch it.
Yeah.
And if not, he'll just drive it and we won't make a big deal about it.
Yes.
That too.
We'll just give him a car.
That too.
Yeah. You'd want to go see if you get in and see Todd Chrisley.
Absolutely.
Right?
That'd be so cool.
Do you just get there and go, I'm here to see Todd
Chrisley? I have no idea how it works. I've never been to visit someone in jail. I wrote Amber Portwood back in the day and said, hey, would you like me to come visit you in jail? She never replied.
Yeah. She was a teen mom.
Yeah, she was from 16 and
oh,
pregnant.
Gosh, yeah.
Okay, well, pitch that, Scuba, and let us know.
Right, I will.
By the way, you had a kid. Good job. Okay.
Thank you.
It's his third, and this morning he was like, it's third kid. We know how to do this by
Whatever.
Now. One more voicemail. Abby in Nashville.
I have a personal tell me something good. My boyfriend of 10 years finally proposed. We were high school sweethearts, so it was really special. And I just thought we were going to be just partners forever and ever fiance. So it is definitely a personal tell me something good and also maybe a beacon of hope for anyone out there dating somebody for a long time that hasn't proposed yet. So bye.
I would have thought 10 years he was never going to propose as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah. They were high school sweethearts.
Yeah, so they were probably dating when they were like 12.
Yeah. Yes. Congratulations. Yeah. Tell me something good. Yes. It's a voicemail from Lauren in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Calling to let you guys know that I'm at home right now catching up on all the recent week podcasts. I've been a little MIA lately because we recently gave birth to our first child, a baby girl named Bella Marie, so new member of the B team. But we're snuggling up at home listening to all of your shows and love you guys and everything that you stand for. So thank you for all you do.
Congratulations. And Bella Marie, that's a pretty cool name.
Yeah,
I like it.
Except you don't want to call her BM.
Oh,
bowel
no.
Movement. Yeah, you don't want
yes,
that.
Yes, Eddie. We didn't have to say it. We knew
no.
it.
No.
But I thought that's a great name, but you can't. You probably just call her Bella. You can't even call her Bella Marie because then people will start calling her BM. And that is not what you want to be called. My friend Steve Todd Davidson, like.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dude, that was quick.
Yeah. I don't have a friend named Steve Todd Davidson, but if I did, it'd be STD. That'd be crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here is a. Yeah, that's so stupid. That's
you
so stupid.
You can never have monogram towels or luggage.
STD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's another voicemail. Go ahead.
Hey, this is for Amy's morning corny. What do you call a booger from a pig? It's a hamburger. Thanks.
No, he messed. I like it. It's hamburger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hamburger.
Poor guy. He's
nervous.
He was in the middle of it.
He's nervous. Hey,
it happens.
He hit the he couldn't turn around. Hamburger.
Oh. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A 17-year-old in Kentucky was playing a video game in which people die. It's called Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, it's a shooting game. It's a Call of Duty, basically, just a little different.
Yeah. So while he's playing that, he butt dialed 911, and he's doing voice chat like y'all do, how you talk on your headset.
No, it's not voice chat. We're just talking.
Talking.
Whatever.
You can now talk. I talk through my controller now.
Okay.
Because PS5 has that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, on his controller or headset, whatever, he was telling someone, hey, I just killed two people. Well,
oh, no.
While 911 was listening?
Yes. And he didn't know.
Boy, that is everything going wrong in time just perfectly. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Because that's not even the worst of it. Police show up and swarm his house, guns drawn.
Well, they heard gunfire on the phone.
Yeah. And they said, this guy just told us he killed two people. So, you know, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they were showing up, like, thinking they needed to handle the situation. So he had to walk out of his house with his hands up. And here's a clip of him trying to explain to the police.
I was playing the game, and I got butt dialed the phone.
Okay.
That was my bad. What? No, no. It's only me home.
There's no one inside, okay?
Nobody's inside. It's only me.
You playing video games? Yeah, you said he was.
This is not even a bonehead. Like, this is all accident.
Poor dude.
I would have... They'd have been like, all right, here he comes. He's coming out. Okay, he's got a big wet spot in his pants at the front. Guys, do you see this? Okay, good. Don't shoot him yet. I'd have been crying and peeing at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, again, it wasn't even that like a bonehead story where somebody does something and we laugh at him and go, well, that's stupid. This is all accident.
Yeah, so, you know, on the iPhone, if you hold down the side button and then the volume at the same time.
Like, my watch starts to call emergency sometimes when I can't figure it out. So I push two buttons on the side. And it goes, calling 911. I yell, no!
Yeah, so it truly was an accident. Could happen to anybody.
That stinks.
Okay, a woman has to repay $2,000 in wages to her employer. So she was fired. She said, wait, you fired me for no reason. I'm going to sue you. So then they countersued her, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have Time Camp installed on your computer, and that's a tracking software that can tell if you're working or not.
Oh, God, Lunchbox would owe so much money.
Oh, man.
He would owe us so... Oh, man.
I wouldn't sue.
Yeah, it can distinguish between work tasks and things like being on Facebook or watching videos. And she had claimed she worked 51 more hours than she really did. And so, gosh, she brought so much... First, she could have just been taking the firing and gone on her way because she had to sue. Now this is all out here, and she has to pay them money.
I imagine it's a company computer because they really can't put anything on your computer unless they let you know.
Yeah, oh, good. All right. Then I'm safe.
But you never know what Eddie's up to over there.
That's always watching.
Yeah, he's... Okay, what else?
Apple Plus is launching a new reality music competition called My Kinda Country. It features Jimmy Allen, Mickey Guyton, and Orville Peck looking for the next big country star. Reese Witherspoon and Kacey Musgraves executive produced the show, and they're also going to be joining in on the series, and... It premieres March 24th.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The Miami Township Police Department shared a touching story of one of their own, lending a hand to a community member in desperate need of help. Sergeant Ray Swallen responded to a call for a welfare check on a homeless guy who was underdressed for the frigid weather. When the sergeant arrived on the scene, he spoke to the guy. He found out the guy was hungry and cold and basically helpless. The officer drove him to a Walmart and spent his own money and bought him a shirt, hat, socks, and shoes, and then bought him some food and then took him to a place, the bus stop, which so he could get some shelter there as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
But spent his own money, just made sure, like, hey, this, yeah, it does suck. Let me help you in a way that I can, like with his own money. It's awesome. Sergeant Ray Swallen, that... Just, we're super lucky to have you out there representing us and taking care of folks. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.